And finally, I want to thank the leaders and the congregation of Regina Mundi for hosting us in this sacred space today. It has been more than three decades, but those bullet holes in the ceiling, this broken altar, still stand as vivid reminders of the history that unfolded here. And you all know the story, how 35 years ago this month, a group of students planned a peaceful protest to express their outrage over a new law requiring them to take courses in Afrikaans. Thousands of them took to the streets, intending to march to Orlando Stadium. But when security forces opened fire, some fled here to this church. The police followed, first with tear gas, and then with bullets. And while no one was killed within the sanctuary, hundreds lost their lives that day, including a boy named Hector Peterson, who was just 12 years old, and Hastings Nshlovu, who was just 15. I mean, many of the students hadn't even known about the protests when they arrived at school that morning, but they agreed to take part knowing full well the dangers involved, because they were determined to get an education worthy of their potential. And as the Archbishop noted, that June day wasn't the first or the last time that this church stood in the cross currents of history. It was referred to as the Parliament of Soweto, when the congregation sang their hymns, activists would make plans, singing the locations and times of secret meetings. Church services and even funerals often became anti-apartheid rallies. And as President Mandela once put it, Regina Mundi became a worldwide symbol of the determination of our people to free themselves. It is a story that has unfolded across this country and across this continent, and also in my country. The story of young people 20 years ago, 50 years ago, who marched until their feet were raw, who endured beatings and bullets and decades behind bars, who risked and sacrificed everything they had for the freedom they deserved. And it is because of them that we are able to gather here today. It is because of them that so many of these young women leaders can now pursue their dreams. It is because of them that I stand before you as First Lady of the United States of America. That is the legacy